Greetings. Welcome to BBS Radio, As You Wish Talk Radio, and I'm your host, James Gilland. We've got another great show tonight. Tonight, I wanted to cover some of the events happening on the planet and here at DSETI. It's kind of amazing. We're kind of under fire with some folks trying to disqualify everything happening here that has been happening on a regular basis, but by the end of this show, I'm sure we can put that to rest. Anyway, there's some upcoming events, some amazing things. One of the great things that just happened to us, we finally got our phones back on and working properly. So it seems that the elements were all burned out at the connectors, and gee, go figure, I wonder what caused that. But it's not an uncommon thing here. We've had a lot of broadcasting, you know, equipment and things like that just totally fried due to weird pulses and things of that nature. And so we just got everything back up. We haven't been able to use Skype or any of the products out there that we used to use, but now everything's back up. The phones are working, and so we apologize if we haven't gotten back to some people in a timely manner. It's mainly because we couldn't, you know. But everything's back and running now. There's a lot of major events happening here. We've got Laura Eisenhower coming and Dr. Dream for, and also a New Moon Skywatch while they're here, and it's a weekend retreat and workshop. Well, it looks like we're back. Lost our hookup for a second. I guess whenever you talk about Mars or Laura Eisenhower, you lose your connection. But anyway, there's a holotropic breath work with my brother, Jay Gill, and he does amazing holotropic breath works, and that's happening on the August 2nd. And if you want to talk more about these private events or find out more about them, you can go to esetireservations@gmail.com. And they'll let you know about these events and what's going on here at the rent. I'm also going to be at Contact in the Desert in Joshua Tree, California, August 8th and 11th. And if you want to find out more about that, just go to contactinthedesert.com. And that's going to be an amazing gathering there. I know it's taken off. It's just got a mind of its own. And there's so many people signing up for these. So I'd get in right away if you want to get tickets for that. But that's August 8th through 11th. And also be in Mount Shasta at the Ascension Portal Conference in Mount Shasta, California, September 12th and the 14th. And we've also got some upcoming ambassador training courses, too, as well. I didn't get the info on that, but before the show is over, I'm sure I'll have that with me. They seem to have left that part out. But anyway... we'll get the ambassador trainings on and let you know about those. So I think I've got just about everything. But if you go to esetireservations@gmail.com, they'll send you an up-to-date list of all the events that we're participating in. And so they'll give you an update on what's happening here at the ranch. But things are going great here. A lot of people have been coming to the ranch. We've got an awesome group. We have the Phoenix Rising group here. This weekend, which is a lot of parents and children that came up to the ranch, and they saw some amazing events, a lot of things that unfolded here while they were here, and later on in the show we'll bring them on to talk about some of the things that they witnessed here. There's a lot of energy coming in right now. Try to keep your center. There's a lot of people losing their center right now. They're not, you know, handling these new energies coming in. As we talked about earlier, we're in another phase, another massive shift of energy coming in, and it started last week, and we've got about three more weeks of this energy coming in, and then it's going to peak out again. So it's actually riding on the last wave of energy. So the sun is going to be reacting to these energies. We're getting gamma ray bursts from other areas. It's, you know, some people are having trouble sleeping. Some people are getting very irritable. Some people just can't keep their eyes open. Everybody's different. So, you know, this energies affect people differently. Some people get very irritable and agitated and end up projecting that energy out with others. I sent an email out talking about that. It was kind of interesting. I went to a restaurant. I won't mention the name, but I came walking out of this restaurant, and this guy wanted to fight all of us, you know, for standing too close to the doorway. And plenty of room to get out. He just was looking for, you know, it was like a fight looking for a place to happen, or he just wanted to vent his anger somewhere else, you know, and not deal with his own issues. But It was quite amazing. And, I didn't react to it. I didn't buy into it. I just smiled at him and opened the door and let him go on his way. So we're going to have a lot of opportunities to not react, not jump into reactionary mind and to hold our center. And only the ego needs defending, and we don't need to prove ourselves in these situations. We can just, step aside and move them on and move them out of your space. But it's very important. Only the ego needs defending. And it's like there may come a time when you might have to defend yourself, but, it's better to just kind of move these energies on, just move them out of your space. And you can do that by just setting your own boundaries, energetic boundaries, and moving them on. But there's going to be a lot of opportunities to test that program. So with these new energies coming in, what I've seen is the controllers and people that are holding those energies, the tyranny energy, is just coming unglued right now. They cannot handle these new energies coming in. And it's like the ninth wave of unity consciousness on steroids coming through right now. So we're really being tested to the metal. And it's a golden opportunity to look at our stuff, to heal it, to let it surface and bless it and send it on and move on to the next lesson, the next level. So anyway, this is an amazing time to be here. It's an amazing time to heal. And we are in an ascension process. I'm sorry for the people that bought into the 2012 ascension and thought everybody was going to ascend. I mean, there's whole books written about that. And a lot of people quit their jobs and maxed out their bank accounts and all thought they were going to hold hands and sing Kumbaya and ascend. On December, whatever, but 21st, but that didn't happen, and we kind of warned people that this is the beginning. It's not the ending of anything. It's actually the beginning of a major surge of energy coming in and a huge shift. And that shift is going to take a while to complete itself. So we're going to have to be a little more patient with that program. I've got the ambassador training programs. It's August 29th through the 31st and September 19th through the 21st. And so those two dates are open for the ambassador training. And again, if you go to esetireservations@gmail.com, you can get all the information there. And so we've got that business out of the way. I'm hoping that we can get a landline hooked into a lot of the guests that are here. We've got a landline here into one of the buildings, I guess, where some of the people that want to talk about their stories and what they experienced here at the ranch. And later on, we can have open lines. I think we've got them waiting on line one. So can we open the line up to our guests and see who wants to come on first?
Hey, guys. This is Nate here at the ranch. Are you reading me?
Yeah.
Hey. I got two really lit up young ladies here that are up in the room with me and ready to take the phone. And so I'm going to pass the phone off. We got Raven and Akasha, and Akasha is going to go first.
Great.
So here you go.
Hi.
Hi, Akasha. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I told people that, there's a large group up here. I guess your whole group with the Phoenix Rising School. You're part of that group, and we'd love to hear, from the younger generation as, to what you experienced here at the ranch and some of the things that you saw and, some of the ships and other energies that you felt.
Okay. So what do you want me to start with?
Well, whatever you want to start with.
Well, my first time here, I was sort of weird because it was very spiritual when I walked in, and when I first went out to the field, I got a little blissy, and I started to sense everyone around me.
Mhm. So you felt a lot of other energy around you?
Yeah. Well, I started feeling everyone's emotions.
Oh, okay.
Like if someone freaked out, I would get their energy, and I kept on giggling and jumping around for no reason.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good experience. Did you see, I know you took some amazing photographs of the orbs. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, the orbs were really, these last two nights, they were really jumpy because last two nights were full moons. and they seem to be having a super highway going on and a big party, basically celebrating something.
And you got to see them in the night vision. Can you tell people about looking through the night vision with the infrared spotlight, what that was like?
Yeah. So basically, when I looked through the night vision, it amazed me how many orbs there was there, because with cameras, you only see like one or two. But with that, it was basically like you're basically an orb in their very universe.
Mm-hmm. So you're just totally surrounded by orbs. And what were the orbs acting like?
They're acting like a whole bunch of big teenagers in this huge party or concert.
Yeah, they're dancing around.
Yeah.
Nice. Can you talk about some of the UFOs or the ships that you saw?
They weren't really active. They didn't do great power-ups, but there was one UFO that I paid particular attention to. It was sort of hanging out by Mount Adams, and it started to change its color from like white to purple to blue to red, and then it changed that pattern, and right about midnight, it switched places. Well, I was the only one looking.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you see the two really large ones on the right side of Mount Adams, the big kind of orange-gold ones?
Yeah, they were actually, it was really awesome to see that experience.
What would you say, you know, if somebody were to say, oh, that's just a meteor or a satellite, what would you say to them?
Yeah, like, last night, there's a bunch of teenagers saying that everyone we saw was a satellite, and I just wanted to get up and tell them, stop it. It really is something. Get into your inner childhood and believe.
Mm-hmm. Well, some of those ships were, like, slipping back and forth. They were, like, side-slipping and really wobbling intensely, you know, which is definitely not a satellite. But the two massive ones that powered up next to the mountain on the right side, those were very low. I mean, they're just at the top of the mountain level coming towards us, and there's no way possibly that could be a satellite.
Yeah, so it's kind of weird how people believe that, and it's amazing to actually come to this ranch and experience that it really isn't a meteor, right, or a satellite.
Mm-hmm. I noticed that you said when you told me when you came to the ranch, you felt tears. You started getting kind of teary-eyed. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, like I said before, I can feel people's energy, and I felt like while we were sky watching in the field, I kept on feeling the aliens' energy from above, and my mother said just continue doing it, and so did you.
Yeah, and they kind of make you teary-eyed because you want to go home. It's like you feel their energy, and they're like you're more of a spiritual family, Would you say that's probably what you're feeling?
Yeah, I was sort of feeling like, because I also felt like they were talking to me also.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. They said, they're like, oh, look, you brought children. What should we do? Like, to their leader.
Yeah. So overall, I guess you probably had a great time here.
Yeah.
You want to come back soon?
Yeah, I have plans to come back every month with my mom.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think this might become home for you because it's such a wonderful energy here. It'll be like your second home. You know, when you come here, you'll just feel, you know, your star family is just right there close by. And it is a stargate, and pretty soon I don't think we're too far away from having some major like landing and other opportunities coming up.
Yeah, but overall, to top it off, I felt like my inner species was sort of lifting me into the skies, and that whole entire trip I was really happy, and I wasn't scared about anything really.
That's great.
Yeah.
It seemed like all your friends had a great time, too.
Yeah. The one in particular that I would have to say had a great time was the baby.
Oh, yeah?
he was just so happy here, and he didn't, like, he felt like he could rule the world here. He was really happy.
I noticed that. How old is he, 1 year old or something?
Yeah, he's one.
He's only 1 year old, and he's just, like, taking off through the field like a bat out of hell. It was, like, amazing. But, yeah. You know, he was really enjoying the energy here.
Yeah.
You know, he's a little God being, you know, he hasn't really grown into his spirit yet, but I know he's going to do amazing things later on.
Yeah, he sort of reminded me of the feline aliens. His energy just sort of reminded me, because he didn't like being told, and every time he was told no, it sort of just exploded his heart.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a strong character. He's a very strong kid.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? I can't thank you enough for coming on the show. Is there anything else you want to tell the audience before you pass the phone on?
I'd also like to give a big shout-out to my mom, Tyra, because she is the one that taught me how to control my energy.
Great.
Well, we have one more kid up here. His name's Zanzi, if you'd like to talk to him.
Okay, great.
Well, I guess I'm the only one that wanted to talk to you, so thanks for having me on the show, James.
All right. Is there anybody else there that wants to come online?
Just hold on 1 second. I need...
They'll probably send some people
up. Raven's going to ask the people any more people downstairs if they want to come up, so...
Yeah. See if Nigel's down there.
Yeah, I think so. If you want to ask me any more questions, you can.
Okay. So they got some more people coming up?
Yeah, they're going to ask.
Maybe bring your mom on the show. She'd do great, huh?
Yeah. I'm going to go ask her right now, because I think I hear her downstairs. So hold on a sec.
Just give us a few minutes, folks. We're getting another person on the line here.
Well, my mom isn't here right now, but we have Brooklyn coming upstairs, and I'm going to ask her. Brooklyn, do you want to be on the show? Okay, Brooklyn is going to come upstairs, and she would like to be on the show, so hold on a second.
Great. Hey, can you tell the audience how old you are?
I am 9 years old, and I was born in August.
Great. Oh, thank you so much for coming on the show.
You're welcome. I'm going to explain to Brooklyn real quick. So.
Okay.
So here comes Brooklyn. Actually, she changed her mind, so my mom's coming.
Okay.
She's a little shy.
Yeah, that's all right.
Okay. Well, my mom's coming in a second, so anything else you want to know?
Yeah, is Nigel here? Is Nigel down there?
No, it's actually only my friends that were hanging out down there excited for me.
Okay, yeah, they didn't get back yet. I think they went to the Upper Lakes and probably didn't get back yet.
Yeah.
It'd be great to have him on the show, because he's an airline pilot and he saw some amazing things.
And he's been to some amazing things and places.
Oh, yeah. So, be great. Great to get his feedback, but maybe he'll show up, you know, between now and the end of the show.
Yeah. Is there anything else you want to know?
Oh, that's about it, unless you have something else you want to leave with the audience.
Well, last thing I want to say to the audience is believe, because they are here, and do not be afraid, because they are here to protect you.
Great.
So
that's some wonderful advice.
If you want to put us on mute for a second.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. What'd you say?
I'm going to go find my mom, Nigel, and stuff if you want to put us on mute for a second.
Okay, that'd be great.
Okay, thanks.
All right, thanks for coming on the show.
You're welcome. Bye.
All right, we're having trouble bringing the rest of the guests on the show, but we've got a lot to talk about. We can open up the call-in lines if people want to call in. The number is 888-627-6008 if you have some call-ins. It's kind of amazing here. We had a large group, but they went to the Upper Lakes, and some of them didn't get back in time, but they were going to come on the show. But we've got, you know, airline pilots, some professional people from all walks of life, and healers and teachers, and we have the whole school up here right now. So you heard from our 9-year-old friend here, you know, got a little preview about what was going on here. But we pulled out the night vision and the infrared spotlight, and we let the kids all look through it and see just the highway of orbs here, because it is a vortex. And it was just wall-to-wall orbs, and the orbs were dancing and playing with the kids, and it really opened their minds up to different things, and the kids were seeing all kinds of beings and other things cruising around the ranch. So it's great to keep the children open, and they had just an amazing experience, you know, between just being a kid and swimming in the pond and playing with the boats and running out in the field and all the other things that kids do. But we got a guest. Looks like we got somebody waiting on line one. Oh, no, we don't. Okay, it's open. But anyway, if you want to call in and talk about some of your own experiences or talk about the shifts going on, I wanted to cover that a little more. It's 888-627-6008. These shifts coming in, the major energy we're dealing with is coming in from galactic plane. And the galactic plane energies we're moving to a highly energized place in space. And that's affecting the bioelectric fields around the human body. So every time we get pulsed by these gamma rays or these solar flares from the sun or coronal mass ejections, it's affecting our own bioelectric fields. And you know, it's doing everything from making us very tired and lethargic to actually you know, it's an agitating energy as well, and it's moving things through. So people that are holding on to the denser frequencies, you know, of guilt, shame, and anger, and all the other things, or control and tyranny, are having a real hard time right now dealing with those energies, which is a good thing. Those energies need to move on and out. It looks like we've got somebody, possibly. Is there anybody else on the phone that wants
to? Yeah, we do. I'm gonna send you to Alexa.
All right.
Fine, Tyler. Sam.
Is this Alexis on the phone?
Well, no one seems to have anything.
Oh, yeah?
So I guess if you can just wait a while and...
Yeah, I can wait until if somebody
call
else wants
back
to come.
In a, like, a few, like, we, if you can wait a while, I can wait for my mom to come back and see if any of the other adults want to come.
Okay, that
so
sounds
just
good.
A few more minutes.
All right. So if you can, maybe we can mute that line until we get somebody else on the phone there, and we'll see when they're ready to come on again. As well, so these fields coming in are just very intense, and it's really a good thing because we're shifting, we're moving into the next level, the next phase, and it is the energies that people thought were going to happen at 2012. That was the beginning, and these energies are exponentially increasing right now, and they're going to move into 2016 for probably a big crescendo. So you know, could happen sooner. A lot of people are talking about this event or this critical mass when everything shifts. It's going to shift when it's ready to shift. There's no exact date or time. So we need to realize that, you know, there is an event coming up. We are going to hit critical mass eventually, and the whole consciousness, this whole grid, the old grid is going down, and the new grid is going to take its place, and we're going to be moving into unity consciousness and out of the old separation game. So we're watching this as we speak, you know, the kingdoms of the tyrants and their control programs and all the enslaved through dependency programs and the, you know, the disempowerment and the dishonesty and all the other things going on are all coming up to the surface for everybody to see on the highest levels. And there is a huge house cleaning going on. So I love that saying, you know, resistance is futile, because it is. You know, there's nobody that can stop these energies. And I don't care if you're going to dig a big deep hole or you're going to turn on your heart machines or whatever else, you can't stop what's happening. It's just too big. It's beyond all of us.
We're here.
All right. Who have you got on the show?
So first up, we have Miss Nicole, Sam and Blake's mother. So here you go.
Hello, this is Nicole.
Hey, Nicole. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, and thank you so much for sharing such beautiful experiences with us over the last few days and our children. It's just been really, really tremendous.
Great. Hey, I'd love for you to tell the audience just some of the things you experienced here. You know, we can go from the orbs to the UFOs to the energies, you know, the healing energies and the other things that have been going on since you've been here this weekend.
Oh, it would be my absolute pleasure. And for me, given that I used to be a lawyer, I look for evidence, and I require that to have strength in my own beliefs and my own commitment. I'd like to just share what we experienced with the orbs. When we were out on your beautiful field and we were taking photographs with our cameras, it was like there was a blanket of snow. Most incredible when you zoom in and you see the intricacy of these spirits and what they represent and how they made us feel. And the fact that as we actually allowed ourselves to open up and to see the truth and what was there before us, was that we then started to be able to see them with our very own eyes. And that, to me, touched my heart and my knowingness. And that we experienced this with our children was just an absolute blessing. So thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. So you got to look through the night vision goggles with the infrared spotlight and...
Absolutely. And when I looked through the night goggles, all I could say was, oh, my goodness, because I knew it wasn't appropriate to swear in front of my children. It was just wild. It's like they were having a party. And I think one of our children even said, how do we keep up with the orbs? Because they were just electric, absolutely magical.
Nice. And you got to see some of the ships flying over. I'd love to get your take on those huge kind of gold and orange ships that showed up on the right side of the mountain.
Absolutely. And the reason that they really stand out in my mind is the fact that they were not just a dot on the horizon. They were not something that was going overhead in a very simple direct trajectory. They were two lights that started literally as nothing, and then when we focused on them, they came in parallel towards us, getting bigger and brighter and brighter. And as we all looked to each other and going, oh my goodness, they got brighter and brighter, and then they just faded away. So, again, it was another magical experience. Yeah, very magical.
And some of those ships that were flying overhead, did you see the ones that had the serious wobble going? They were like side-slipping as they went over us?
Oh, yeah, it's like they were dancing. They were, uh-huh. They were either dancing or they were just having some fun. And I think that's another thing that we all experienced, which was, you know, the more lighthearted we were and the more we just opened ourselves up, the more we experienced and the more we saw. And in my mind, they were just having a joke with us.
Yeah. And the and also, too, the clearing energy. You partook in the transpersonal release sessions. And if you wanted to share, if you want to keep it personal, that's fine, too. But if you want to just share some of the experiences and the energies that you experienced during those sessions, we'd love to hear about it.
For me, the clearing session was very special because initially I thought it was just going to be for the children. And as we walked in, I said to a good friend, I want to be a fly on the wall. And suddenly I was a fly on the wall because all the mums and dads were sharing in it together. And I just felt like, for me personally, it connected me to all potentials. And it allowed me to realize that, well, it allowed me to understand something beyond what I can say here, actually. I can't explain it. Other than I just felt peace, I felt relief. And I felt a bit wobbly, and I felt happy. So,
great.
So ask someone who's a bit more articulate on that one.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for coming on the show and talking about that. And you know, it's great coming from a lawyer's perspective, you know, that, you know, we get a lot of naysayers that come up here and people that are trying to say this is just meteors and satellites and there's nothing going on here.
Absolutely. And this is against the background of me being a lawyer previously and of my husband being an airline captain. So, of course, he was able to share with us what, you know, the normal aircraft looked like and what a satellite would look like. And so that also helps in the elimination of doubt. And I think it's fair to say that most people have a healthy amount of doubt in their life, but if you open yourself up to seeing beyond that and you experience this beautiful truth, it's just wonderful and very precious. So thank you. Now, we have some more little people here who would like to talk with you, if that's okay.
Great, yeah. And I'd love to get Nigel on if he's around.
I'll see if he's here. I'll send out some feelers.
Okay,
great. Meanwhile, I think, who's next? Okay, this is my son, Sam, who would like to talk to you.
Great.
It was really, really fun when we were at the campsite because you got to see orbs at night, and I especially liked it when we all got to share, and they would rock the chairs, and you would let us let all the oars come in. That was really, really, really fun.
Nice. So you got to experience the different beings when they came in, when we brought the like the Pleiadians and the Orion Council of Light and all those different beings. Did you get to experience the different energies when they came in?
Yeah, I did. I really felt the energy when it was like the golden dust and the green, and when they mixed together, they formed a golden light, and then when that light appeared, then I saw, like, one of the gods, like, you know that one with the spikes on her head? Like, it's that one. Like, she came up.
Oh, okay. It looked like Lady Liberty or something like that, huh?
Yeah.
Like the Statue of Liberty, that kind of thing?
Well, you know how there's the rocking chair, and then to the right, and then a little up, there's this picture of a god?
Yeah.
Like that.
Oh,
one.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, with all the aura.
Like Mary.
Light coming off of her head, and the aura is what you're talking about.
Yeah, and after the green light, I saw Mary.
Nice. Yeah, and how'd that feel? Did you feel a lot of love coming from her?
Yeah,
she's probably still with you. She'll stay with you, and she'll keep working with you, especially at night. Invite her in, and she'll help you heal or understand things or protect you. It's very good to have them around.
Yeah, I really liked it when we got to look for aliens, and especially when we got to look through that thing in the infrared. That was really, 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 really fun.
Yeah. Yeah, you get to see all the ships flying around up there, and you get to see all the orbs dancing, too.
Yeah, and I saw one of the orbs fly, and then it took a straight down at me, and when it came towards me, it just did a loop at me, and then it went up, and then it went up and stopped there for a second, and it changed colors, and then it disappeared. It was really fun.
Nice. Yeah, they're funny the way they fly, huh?
Yeah.
It's like they're dancing and playing with you.
But it's better than an airplane, now that's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, is there anybody else that wants to come on the show? Thanks for coming on the show and sharing your story.
Yeah, so that's what. Okay, I'm going to pass you to Alexa.
Oh, great.
It was nice coming here because the first night by the mountain, there was this this thing in the air, and it was, like, changing different colors. And then we saw it again last night, and it was really cool. It was, like a disco ball, but, like turning different colors and going around really fast. It was really cool.
Nice. Did you see the orbs, the little light spheres flying around?
Yeah, on my mom's phone, she took this really cool picture. It was kind of like a blanket, but it was kind of like a rectangle.
Mm-hmm.
There was a bunch of kind of rectangles that she took.
Nice. And then I guess you got to see some of the ships flying overhead, too, the UFOs flying overhead.
Yeah, and it was cool how they would, like, light up, and then they would kind of disappear, but they would go really fast.
Yeah, and then wobble all over the place.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, great. Well, I'm glad you had a great time at the ranch, and thanks for coming on the show. Is there anybody else that wants to come on the show? Looks like we got a phone passing here. Let's see how this works out. But
yeah, hold on, no more. Okay. Yeah.
Great.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
This is Tim.
Tim. Yeah, I'd love to get your take on the last two callers. Do you know the age of the last two callers? I forgot to ask them their age.
Sam is 7 and Alexa is 8.
Okay, great. Yeah, this is nice. Well, anyway, hey, love to hear your take on what you experienced here, and I'll let you talk about either the UFOs or whatever else you want to talk about, the orbs or the energy.
It's a special place to, you know, I have four kids, so
yeah.
To take all the kids here was definitely special, and just, you know, having them see these things at a young age to where they don't build that thick shell, at a young age, they're basically opening their minds to the magical things that really do exist instead of having to wait till later age and mm-hmm. then break down the barriers. They already have that acceptance at a young age, and I think that's probably the most special thing for me is to be able to bring them somewhere where they can do that and truly be free and see it for themselves instead of philosophy or you know, whatever else it may be. So I would say that's the most special thing that was for me, is just to have my kids be able to experience that.
Yeah, great. It is a great place to bring your kids and keep them open and kind of reinforce that magical essence that they have, you know, before social consciousness gets to it and starts shutting it down.
No, I definitely agree. And if for myself, even just to be out here and with my wife and to be out in the field and to see the things in the sky that we saw that, you know, you don't ever see or typically don't see, because most people don't even look at the sky, really. But when you come out and you spend the time, and that's what you're here to do, and the things that we got to see just, you know, gives you a different perspective on life, you know, and really, you know, what the importance of life is versus thinking about the everyday routine that most people do. And
yeah.
The purpose why, you know, the real purpose for why we're here.
And a lot of people ask me if I ever go on vacation. I tell people my life is a vacation. You know, I said I live on one of those retreat centers everybody takes, you know, a weekend off and goes to.
Yeah, no, that's the first vacation I've taken in a long time. So it's a nice place to come to, a nice place to disconnect from the habits that have been created over the years. And to create new ones and reinforce, you know, the magical experiences that, you know, you want to have every single day, really,
mm-hmm.
instead of getting, you know, caught up in the day-to-day routine and basically living to die like most people do.
Yeah, great. Hey, well, thanks so much for coming on the show. We've got anybody else present that wants to go on the show?
I think I got one that just showed up. So here he is.
Maybe you can throw your wife on the line too. I'd love to hear her take on what she experienced here.
She's out there with the kids, so I'll see if I can track her down.
Okay, great.
Here's Nigel.
All right.
Hi there, James. It's Nigel.
Hey, welcome to the show. I was hoping we could get you on the show.
Yeah, thank you for having me. And thank you for being such a gracious host over the last 3 days that we've been here. We've had a fantastic time.
Now, you're a captain and an airline pilot. I would love to get your take on some of the things that you saw flying overhead, and especially those two massive ones that appeared on the right side of Mount Adams.
Yes, there was two experiences that I'd like to point out. One of them was that one, the two craft that were just to the right of Mount Adams and at such low altitude at night, and with the height requirements for aircraft to be flying over hilly terrain at night, the light from those ships were below the minimum safe altitude for craft within the that area of the mountain. So legally, there was no way that could have been any aircraft flying around the mountain at that height at night. Yeah, absolutely. And in formation like that, the two of them, it was truly amazing.
Yeah. And just the color and the size of those objects, they were just massive. I mean, what people saw different colors. I saw kind of a pinkish orange and then a gold color with them as well. I was wondering what you observed.
Yeah, I saw the pinkish orange as well. You know, with the distance also away from Mount Adams that we are, for it to be landing lights of an aircraft, I wouldn't be that strong either. They were super, super bright with color, yes.
Yeah, so that pretty much eliminates any kind of landing lights or aircraft lights or anything of
that. Absolutely, and definitely any type of civilian or any military aircraft that I have seen, absolutely.
Yeah, and they had no running lights or strobes or anything else on them. It was just one.
No strobes. There was no red and green light. There was no rotating beacon. No, there wasn't. Yeah, it was definitely an unidentified object.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you had another one that you wanted to talk about, I guess. Another.
Yes. We had three craft in the sky that were super, super high, and they were converging, and right at the last moment, one of the craft made a sharp right-hand turn. The lights were so high they had to be literally on the border of space. So, you know, if there had been someone that might have been skeptical, like it was a satellite, etc., I think all skepticism would have been wiped away when one of those craft took a right-hand turn and made an evasive maneuver to miss the one that it was on a collision course with. Yeah, absolutely, that was terrific.
Yeah, those are hard to deny when you see them make a right angle turn. That totally eliminates meteors or satellites or anything of that nature.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I spent 30 years of my life in the air, so I spent a lot of time looking at the sky, and the things that I've seen here, I've never seen anywhere else before. Absolutely.
Right. Now, did you see some of those ones that were wobbling? They were like side-slipping when they came over?
Yeah, the wobble.
Yeah.
I mean, and at that altitude, they must have been wobbling or moving miles, you know, sideways, miles.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, left and right of their track.
Yeah.
It was totally, extremely unusual. I've never seen anything do that before.
So overall, I guess your assessment on what you've seen here, it would definitely, you know, fit into the unknown category, you know, definitely an unidentified flying object.
Absolutely. Yeah. There's nothing that I mean, I've seen things here that I have never, ever seen before in 30 years of being in the sky. And, you know, I flew all over the world.
I'm curious. What would you have to say? You know, I mean, you pretty much already said it. But what would you have to say to the skeptics and the debunkers and the people that say, you know, there's absolutely nothing going on here at the ranch?
I would say that you need to come and have a look here yourself, and you need to put the skepticism aside for a few days and come and see it with an open mind. You know, if you have a technical background, that's even better, because you'll understand even more the depth of the things that are going on here, which are absolutely amazing. And it's a beautiful place just to be, even during the day. It's fantastic. We've had a lovely, lovely time at Trout Lake.
Can you tell me anything about the school? I mean, you have the Phoenix Rising School. I'd love to hear about what's happening there and maybe how people can get in touch with you about that and maybe help support that program.
Yeah, the Phoenix Rising School is a small community school in Washington, Yelm. It's a progressive school where the students are taught conventional schooling, but also taught to be mindful of their thoughts. They do quite a bit of focus training, spend a lot of time in the environment, in the gardens, and developing a great sense of self and being open-minded to some of the experiences that we had here. They were, you know, there was no doubt for them. The spirits, the orbs, the UFO action here, the children innately know it to be a truth.
Yeah. You know, it's like they always say, you know, that even in the teachings of the Buddha, you know, they said you have to approach things with the Buddha mind, and which means to just suspend all judgment and all belief and come at it with the mind of a child, basically, you know, with awe. And then you'll start experiencing the truth of things. But it's so hard for people to have that experience because they come here with all these preconceived ideas and you know, and some people we've had people come up here with their entire agenda is to prove that nothing's going on here. And then they have amazing experiences. Most of them shift and change their nature. But some of them we see come up here and they get what they came with. They came to make sure nothing happens. And what was odd is they were always in the wrong place when something happened. They never got to see it. It was amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, I've experienced that a few times in my own life, and at the Phoenix Rising School, this is one of the important things that the students, the parents, and the teachers, and the little community that the children go to is to allow the children to keep their mind open to all of the possibilities that are available to them. Mm-hmm. But coming here is definitely a place where. Where it does keep the mind open to all sorts of experiences, and everyone's is different, but it's definitely worth the trip to come and see it.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you came. I know you were here. When was the last time you were here? It was quite a while ago, wasn't it?
I was here 7 years ago.
Yeah.
And it was life-altering. After my first watch, morning, I do remember waking up in the morning thinking to myself, I just can't go back to living the way I want. So a lot of things changed from my original visit here, and then continued changing into a completely different life to where I was before, and I'm so happy about that. I have no regrets at all. It's absolutely beautiful.
There was a couple other pilots here at the time, and I can't remember exactly what you saw, but I know you saw some things that you just couldn't wrap your head around on, and it was totally non-conventional.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that I'd seen UFOs in my early 20s when I was flying, mm-hmm. but my brain chose to actually shut down that experience until I came to Exeti It was quite a few years later, I suppose. Well, it must have been 20 years later.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, and it was really kind of forced open with the multiple sightings here. You know, I couldn't shut it down with my the pilot analytical look at life, which is what I had when I first had my first encounter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, well, I can't thank you enough for coming on the show and actually bringing your expertise to the table, you know, and to show people there are some very rational, logical, and educated people looking at these objects and making a pretty clear decision that these are definitely unknowns. And actually, I'm sure that on an inner level, they're not so much unknown to you. They're probably knowns on an inner level.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's more and more people like me that are joining, you know, which is fantastic. Experiencing the freedom of knowing the things that, you know, that are out there for all of us to know. Sometimes it's a little bit more difficult for people that are set on careers and a profession that sort of requires your total dedication. Quite often there's not much time left in life when you add in a little bit of family and a lot of career to look at the things that we can't see.
Yeah, definitely. I guess probably, is there anybody else that wants to come on the line? We just only got about 2 or 3 minutes left. But
okay. Oh, let me ask Jenny.
Hello, this is Tyra.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
Doing great. We just only have about 3 minutes left, so I'd love to get your take on, you know, some of the things you've experienced here. And I know your daughter's just a wonderful asset to the show here. She did a great job.
I'm so glad to hear that. We had a beautiful experience here. It was a lovely reassurance of a knowing from deep down inside.
And I know you also do some amazing energy work or body work. I don't even know how you would classify that. It's kind of like your own work.
I call it a Tyra treatment, Tyra time. I don't know what it is either. A little bit of Asian medicine and some energy work.
Yeah. If you want to give yourself a plug, I don't know if you need any more people coming to you. But
well, I'm good, but thank you very much.
Yeah. Because, it was amazing. I partook in a little bit of that, and, boy, I feel 100% better.
Thank you so much. We have very much enjoyed our time here at your home as well.
Great. Hey, well, anyway, it looks like we're coming at the end of the hour, so thanks again. Can you thank everybody there for coming on the show?
We'll all say goodbye at the same time. One second.
Okay, sounds good.
Thank you.
Have a good evening, James.
All right, great.
Bye-bye.
All right, thanks.